And there's hope in New Hampshire that this new ban will cut down on teen vaping in that state. More high school students there use e-cigarettes than in any other place in the country, according to the CDC. And officials are struggling to find ways to get them to stop. New Hampshire Public Radio's Sarah Gibson reports.
Lori Warnock isn't a smoker, but she spends a lot of time at vape shops.
So there's the Juul products there.
Warnock visits these shops to stay up to date in her job with the Northern New England Poison Center. She trains school officials, students, and their parents on the risks of e-cigarettes. She points to a small box featuring a photo of a sleek Juul vaping device.
And it's packaged just like an iPhone. This is the charger port that goes right into your USB port. And you could see where you could, you know, fit it in your sleeve or whatever. And that's the whole magic right there.
Users put flavored juices into the device, which, when charged, turns the liquid into a vapor to inhale. Warnock points to a wall of e-juices.
Swedish fish, dragon fruit, pink lemonade.
Teens tend to prefer the mint and fruit flavors.
This is gummy bear.
Oh, yeah, it's very sweet.
It smells just like gummy bears.
The e-juice has a small label that it contains nicotine. The concentration levels are high, and Warnock says that's particularly risky for teenage brains because the dopamine reward can be more intense.
The nicotine as an addictive chemical changes their brains in permanent ways that puts them at greater risk for other addictive behaviors as they get older.
A lot of this vaping is happening in schools. Students share vapes throughout the day, passing them in hallways or under bathroom stalls. It's tricky to catch someone in a bathroom unless you walk in and smell it.
A lot of the time you go in the stall and you're like, mint, like you know.
Marissa McKay is a senior at Londonderry High School. She says she doesn't vape, but she suspects many of her friends are addicted.
Some people are going through like a full pod a day, and they're like, no, I can stop anytime I want. I'm like, no, you can't.
A full pod a day. To show just how much that is, her classmate Tim Gore pulls out an infographic he made for the school newspaper.
Got the infographic. So this says a single Juul pod contains as much nicotine as a pack of regular cigarettes.
Students on the newspaper staff are hoping that information like this will make their peers think twice about vaping. And there's also public health ads. They say flood their social media. Juliana Hamill takes out her phone and starts playing a video showing graphic images of lung damage.
This is like one I see all the time.
Epidemic spreading. It can expose your lungs to acrolein, which can cause irreversible damage. It's not a parasite, not a virus. It's vaping.
The students here say this kind of scare tactic might work, but you got to get kids when they're young, before middle school.
It's frustrating. It seems like an uphill battle sometimes.
Mary D. Winkler teaches English and journalism here. She says school officials are still working out how to discipline teens caught vaping. Last year, a student who got suspended for vaping was barred from extracurriculars for 180 days. D. Winkler says the punishment was unproductive.
You know, it just kind of destroyed a kid. They did one stupid thing, and now they're out of the sport that may have been keeping them kind of on track. Okay, you're suspended. What are you going to do at home? You're going to sit around and vape.
With this in mind, Londonderry is now suspending students from their extracurriculars for just 20 days. Around New Hampshire, schools' discipline strategies vary widely. Some are installing vape sensors in the bathroom, others issuing court citations or referring teens to drug and alcohol counselors. And it's getting more complicated because schools now are seeing more vapes with the marijuana ingredient THC. In a parking lot next to Londonderry High School, I find a cluster of cars full of teenagers vaping after school. How does it make you feel?
Vaping?
Yeah. They tell me it makes their head rush, their limbs tingle. It's this strange combination of feeling alert but also calm. That's the nicotine. Nick tells me he started as a freshman.
I saw one of my older friends hitting one, and I was curious, so I asked to hit it.
That's what it's called, hitting it?
Yeah.
Okay. We're not using Nick's last name because until recently, he wasn't old enough to legally vape. He and his friends say it's easy to get vape products, either at a store that doesn't card or by dealing over the instant messenger app Snapchat. Nick says he knows vaping isn't good for him. He's thinking about stopping, but not necessarily for health reasons.
It kind of looks childish at some point because of just all the young kids doing it.
Wait, so because people are so young who start, it's like, yeah, the kids?
I thought about that once I turned 18. I looked at it and I'm like, man, there's a lot of young kids doing this.
Nick and his friends say they're not ready to stop quite yet, but they plan to eventually. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Gibson.